Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune into the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship coach, Lewis Morris. It is my belief that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart in order to emanate them out into the world so that we can attract those things and those people that will enhance our lives. We help the couples and the singles navigate the relationship realm with spirituality, love, intimacy, and trust. As always, I thank you for coming in, and please follow me on Instagram at Lewis_Morris_coaching. That is at LUIS_MORRIS_coaching for daily relationship tips and advice. We are always trying to give it up for the couples and the singles. Also, we have some new coaching packages available on the website. The Get Your Groove Back Power Session and the Relationship Rescue Power Session, if you want to go check them out. Or pick up some of the freebies that are available over there, which I recommend. Go to LuisMorrisCoaching.com. That's LuisMorrisCoaching.com. And check out the new coaching packages or pick up some of the freebies or do both. And we would appreciate either or both. Thank you guys for coming in once again to the Heart Matters Podcast. Please like and subscribe to the podcast on any of the podcast outlets that you are listening on. We have to do this. We have to talk about manly characteristics. What are the pillars of manhood? And what we're going to do today, the approach that we're going to take today, is that I'm going to give the three pillars that manhood is built on. And then I'm going to throw out some of the principles of manhood and make a comparison as to how all of the principles fit on top of the pillars that I'm going to give. And the reason, well, there's a few reasons why I'm doing this. One reason is that I'm getting some things, again, from the women that are disturbing. You know, one of my friends, I was on a call with her the other day, and she said that she was on this date with this guy, and she was really attracted to the guy and things like that. And they went back to his place, and he put on some nice music, and he kind of leaned in, and then she was very relaxed with him, and she was, you know, comfortable with him, and then he didn't do anything. He didn't kiss her or try to, you know, anything. He didn't do anything. So then she called him, and she said to him, look, you know, I wanted to kiss you, and you know, would it be okay for me to do that and like this? And then he said, you know, I don't know because I'm dating other women. And I'm thinking to myself, and I actually told her, I said, well, why didn't he tell you that to begin with? I'm not saying I agree or disagree with that, but what I'm saying is, why didn't he say that to begin with? Why didn't he tell you that before you even went out on a date? I mean, what is this? Why weren't you truthful with her before you even went out on a date with her? Why did you wait until she made that statement for you to divulge that information? What was that about? But these are, and that's just one instance that I'm giving you. These are things that are not from manhood. They're not. Now we could slice it any way you want. Oh, make excuses, for our male counterparts. But I'm not into that. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying, I'm a relationship coach, I'm a life coach, I'm a man. I'm not doing that. I don't want men around me, and I'm a dude, and I don't want men around me who are unmanly. I just don't. I don't want men around me who are just going to let me do whatever I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't fit into the manhood category. I don't want dudes around me like that. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no male friends like that who, see me doing stuff that are not manhood, masculine based, to just be like, oh, that's my man. I'm good with that. I don't want you around me because I need correction. I need to improve. I need to get better. That's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? There are areas where I need to improve in. And if I'm around men, women, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I want people around who are going to call me to account when I do things that lack manly characteristics. And that's not a manly characteristic. No, we're gonna get into it. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to give you the three pillars that manhood is built upon. There are three. The first one is truthfulness. Men are truthful inwardly and outwardly. We're going to talk a little bit about that. The second one is courage. We're going to talk about these. And the third one is passion. These are the three pillars that manhood is built upon. These are the ones. Now, what I want to do now is that I want to give a couple of principles of manhood. And I want you and myself to look at how each of these principles fits on top of one of these three pillars that I just gave you. Either they fit on top of one of them or they fit on top of all three of them. The first one. The first principle of manhood is having a relationship with God. Understand something. I know, and I just heard some statistics the other day, about the rise of atheism around the world. All you got to do is just look at the creation. Look at the creation of yourself, and you know that there's a creator. You know this is not a haphazard thing. Your heart is beating in your chest, and you have nothing to do with it. Your heart is beating in your chest, and you don't have anything to do with that. And when he determines that it's going to stop beating, you don't have anything to do with that. Just that alone is enough proof for me that there's a creator, the heavens and the earth and everything in between. Just that alone is enough. I have a heart in my chest. It's beating. I have nothing to do with it. I'm not making it beat. I don't have any monitor on it. Nothing. It's just beating in my chest. I have no control over it whatsoever. And when he decides, meaning the creator of this heart, decides that it's going to stop beating, there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing the doctors can do about it. There's nothing your friends can do about it. There's nothing your mother can do about it. That alone is enough for me to acknowledge that there's a creator of the heavens and the earth. That alone is enough for me. And there are other factors. But what I'm saying is that a man, and I'm going to get into this. Let me define what I'm saying here. In the Arabic language, there are two words for men. One is rajul, and the other one is dhakar. Dhakar, I'm going to start with the last one first. Dhakar is also a word that is used for penis. It's not just used for a man. It's also the word that is used for penis. Think about this now. The rajul is the man, like Adam, like Abraham, like Moses, like Jesus, like Muhammad, like that. That's a rajul. That's a man. He has the pillars and the principles of manhood intact. Does he make mistakes? Of course. All men do. Perfection is only for God. Perfection is only for God. We don't possess that. But is he a rajul? Is he a man? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And one of the principles is truthfulness. He acknowledges that he has a creator and sustainer and one who should be called upon and worshiped, and that he is going to meet him. He acknowledges that. He's truthful with himself about that. He's not lying to himself about that. No, he's truthful. He knows. He knows. And he's truthful in speech and in deeds. Okay, so what category, what pillar does this fit on? This relationship with God. It fits on that pillar, that he's truthful. That's the pillar that it fits on. He's not lying to himself saying, oh, you know, I created myself, or it was a big bang, or he's not doing that. That's not what he's doing. He acknowledges that there is a God that's created the universe and that's in control of it. He acknowledges that. The second pillar, and the second principle, I'm not giving you all of them. I'm just going to give you a few so we can make some comparisons here. The second principle is optimism. That's the second principle. That is a principle of manhood. That's the second one. Okay, so which pillar does that fit on? Which pillar does that go on top of? It goes on top of courage. He is courageous because he's optimistic. He's never downtrodden. He never thinks, oh, woe is me. That's not what he does. He always looks at the glass as full or half full because he's going after what it is that he needs and what it is that he wants that is permissible. He's going after it. He's not slacking. He's not. This is not what he's doing. So he's optimistic. He has optimism. The third one is he critiques himself. Again, come on, this is obvious. He's truthful. He's not lying to himself that he has flaws. He knows that he has flaws, that he needs correction, that he needs to get better on a daily basis. He knows. He knows. He acknowledges mistakes and he's repentant. He's remorseful. This is manhood. It's part of it. Look, understand something. When we look at, and this is who we should look at, the prophets and the messengers, those were the men who God sent to deliver his message to the people. Therefore, they were men, and their wives and their daughters were the examples for the women. That's another subject, but I wanted to put that in there. I wanted to make sure I put that in there now. The wives were the examples for the women. The wives and the daughters of the prophets and the messengers were the examples for the women. I want to put that in there. Oh, what are you saying? Are you saying that? No, what I'm saying is that when you look at, and I'm just gonna deal with a situation where the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, how he married his first wife, Khadija. I'm just gonna deal with that briefly. He was 25. She was 40. And she was a business owner. She wasn't just a businesswoman. She was a business owner. She was wealthy. She came from a great family. She was beautiful. All of that. She hired Prophet Muhammad. This was before prophethood. She hired him to work for her, which is, you see the wisdom in this thing here. You see what's going on here. This is also from manhood. He wasn't intimidated by her because she was his boss. No, he was good. Why? Because he was a rajul. He was a man. He knew his place. It didn't matter that she was the business owner. It didn't matter to him. He was a man doing his job for his boss. Didn't lower his status. Matter of fact, it elevated his status in her eyes. Because she would send one of her people with him on the journeys to trade for her. Because this is what it was. It was trade. So she sent an individual called Maysara with Muhammad on these journeys to make sure that he was taking care of business. So when Maysara came back one day, he started telling Khadija all of these wonderful things that he had seen from Muhammad, peace be upon him. So then Khadija said to Maysara, "Say, well, why don't you say to him?" And she had seen things as well. But this is what Maysara told her, just confirmed what she already knew. So she said to Maysara, "Well, why don't you say to him, how would he feel about marrying a wealthy woman from a good family and like this?" And then when Maysara seen Muhammad again, he said that to him. "You know, there's a woman who, you know, wanted me to ask you, how would you feel about marrying a woman who's from a good family, who's wealthy, you know, and things like that, you know?" And then Muhammad asked him, "Well, who's that?" And Maysara said, "It's Khadija." And then Muhammad was like, "Absolutely. Absolutely, for sure." Because she was beautiful, she came from good family, she was wealthy, she was pious, all of that. And they got married. All of this, right, is you see these things that are consistent with manhood. And she saw that he was pious, he had good character, he believed in God. He was good with his business. He was detailed. She saw these things. And Maysara just confirmed what she had saw. And therefore, she inquired about him, which is a lesson for the women. You can inquire about a man. You can. This is not go outside of. No, you can do that. But this is another talk. I just wanted to put that out there. But another principle of manhood is that he critiques himself. That's another principle. And that goes on top of being truthful. I'm going to give two more, but these two go together. He's strong and he's trustworthy. He has strength in faith and he has some physical strength and he's trustworthy. What do these fit? What pillar do these belong to? The strength is from courage. His faith is what makes him optimistic. His faith is what makes him courageous. His faith. And he's trustworthy, meaning he's truthful. We really like, you know, and we, you know, sometimes like men, and, you know, I've heard men say this, "Oh, well, you know, I'm just doing me, I don't want to fit into no box," and yada, 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 and all this stuff. Understand something. There are principles of manhood that have existed since the creation of Adam, and they will never change. They will never change. I don't care how many men walk on the planet. A man should be truthful. A man should have strength in faith and in his body. A man should be trustworthy. A man should be optimistic. A man should be, which is the last one I'm going to mention in this podcast, responsible. These are mainstays when it comes to manhood. They can never be dismissed. If one of them is dismissed, then this particular man who is missing that principle is deficient in his manhood. He's deficient. If he's a liar, he's deficient in his manhood. If he doesn't have faith, he doesn't believe in God at all, he's deficient in his manhood. He's deficient. There's a deficiency there. Why am I saying that? Because one, he's lying to himself. That's one. He's lying to himself about his own existence. It's deficiency. If he's not optimistic, if he's pessimistic, he's deficient in his manhood. He's deficient. He's deficient. Why? These are mainstays. These are mainstays. We don't listen. We don't have to go any further than Adam, peace be upon him. Where in the world have we ever read or seen where Adam was a liar? Where in the world have we ever seen where Adam was pessimistic? He said to his Lord, after his Lord had taught him the way to repent, "Oh my Lord," both him and Eve said this, "I've wronged myself. If you don't have mercy on me, I will be destroyed." Okay, what do you mean here? How is this optimism? He knew that his Lord was merciful. He knew that his Lord, if he repented to him sincerely, that his Lord would have mercy on him. He knew that. That's optimism. Where are we getting this stuff from? Where are we getting that Adam was irresponsible? Where's this coming from? If you have some proof, if anyone has some proof of any of these things, please send it to me. Because I ain't never seen this stuff. I ain't never seen it or heard it. What is this? That Adam was a weakling in faith and in his body. Where's this coming from? I understand that men have nuances because we're not the same man. But there are certain principles of manhood. They're mainstays. Meaning that every man should have them. If you don't, then you are deficient in your manhood. You're deficient. And if you're lacking multiple ones, it may be a case where you're just a thacker. It may be. It may be a case where you're just thacker. Not Roger. Can't be that. Because you're missing several principles of manhood. Not just one or two. You're missing several. It might be a case where you're just a thacker. It's possible. It's possible. All I'm saying is that we get into a thing where we place a lot of the problems in relationships, and this is related to that, in relationships, on the women. We do. We place a lot of the problems in a relationship. She's difficult. She's like this. She's like that. Okay, well, what are you coming with? What are you coming with as the man? Because understand something. You are the man. You're supposed to be the leader. You're supposed to set the tone. Why? You're the man. That's part of your responsibility. That's part of your responsibility. And we could talk about a multitude of things. We could talk about patience and understanding and intimacy and vulnerability. We could talk about all of that stuff. And every last one of those that I just mentioned, patience, understanding, vulnerability, intimacy, they fit into one of those pillars that I mentioned. They fit there. They fit into one of those pillars because those are the three pillars that manhood is built upon. Truthfulness, courage, and passion. This is what we wanted to bring this week. This is all we wanted to bring this week because this is a subject I put out a post last week, you know, about man having vision and purpose. And I mentioned someone DM'd me about this particular post and what I had written in the post. And I said, well, I'm gonna be on this for a while. So this is just one of the piece of content that I'm gonna put out about this particular subject. If you have any questions or you have any disagreements, you have any evidence to prove that Adam or any of the strong-willed prophets were liars or pessimistic, please send it to me. DM me, send it to me via email. Just get it to me so I can examine it because I've never seen that or heard that before in my life. Not familiar with it. So I just wanted to bring that. Again, if you have any questions or comments about anything, that was said in any of my content, not just this particular podcast, and, you know, I'm always welcome to learn new things. As always, follow me on Instagram at Lewis_Mars_coaching for daily relationship tips and advice. Also, go over to the website and get those freebies. We have the Relationship Rescue Plan, the Get Your Groove Back worksheet, Relationships and Rhymes and Heart Matters. Go over to LewisMarsCoaching.com and pick up those freebies. They are absolutely fabulous. We have the new coaching plans. While you're at the website, check those out. The Get Your Groove Back Power Session and the Relationship Rescue Power Session. The consultation calls, I'm still doing them on the OWL app for now. I had an issue with the OWL app last week, so I may be changing that depending on what I get, my response that I get from the help center of the OWL app. But for now, my consultation calls are still being run through the OWL app. Again, please like and subscribe to the podcast. And remember, we're doing the live streams every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. 11 o'clock a.m. every Saturday, we're doing live streams. We're talking about a variety of issues. I hope you guys will join me there. All of the apparel and the benefits of the Heart Matters brand are available in my link tree, which is linktr.ee/LewisMorris. That's linktr.ee/LewisMorris. I thank you guys for all of your support, and I will speak to you again soon. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand link tree, which is linktr.ee/LewisMorris. That's linktr.ee/LewisMorris. And we will see you again soon.